This is Zone About Town on 104.5 The Zone. Good morning and thanks for being with us. Vacation time is around the corner. And if you're like most folks, you want to get the most bang for your buck. Nowadays, there are online resources to help and a brand new one that can help you find some great deals on everything from a villa in France to a country cabin. We spoke with Bob Diener, founder of Hotels.com, to learn more about this great new website. Here's Barbara Dab.
Welcome, everybody. Good morning, and happy spring. Hope that we're all surviving the ups and downs of the weather here in Tennessee, but did want to bring you a fabulous guest. It is, you know, time to start planning for your summer vacation, and I have with me on the line this morning someone that's got some great information for us, Bob Diener. He's the founder of and the president of a fabulous new website you're going to want to check out. It's called GetARoom.com, and it's got all kinds of wonderful and amazing deals for you for everything from hotel rooms to condos and all kinds of stuff in between. So, Bob, thank you so much for joining me. It's great to have you this afternoon.
Well, it's great to be on. And, you know, I'm out there every day scouting special deals on hotels and really all kinds of lodging.
Yeah, and you know, I know one of the things that your website is really kind of different than some of the competitors who shall remain nameless at the moment, where you have to kind of plug in your price and hope and pray that you actually do get a, you know, you say you want a 5-star hotel, but is it really going to be 5-star? And some people like the gamble of that, but you know, the vacation dollars now are so hard to come by. We all want to know what we're getting. So explain what's different about GetARoom.com.
Right. What we do is we've created a new system. It's called the unpublished rate system. Now, I've been in the industry for about 30 years, and you know, I was formerly I founded the predecessor, actually, to Hotels.com and sold it about 7 years ago and started GetARoom.com. And we created it to find travelers a better way to book and a way for travelers to get lower rates. And we created a system called the unpublished rate system. And the way this works is that hotels will give us lower rates, typically 10 to 20% less than what the hotel charges or what other sites charge. Sometimes it can be as much as 50% less, but they won't let us publish the rates. And so the way it works is that you go to our site, you simply go to GetARoom.com, click on your city, let's say you're traveling to New York, put in your travel dates, it'll show you the hotels that we work with, and a large percentage of them participate in this unpublished rate program. So you find the hotels you want, it will show you the lowest online rate. And then it said you can book it online, but it says if you call, it'll give you a phone number to call. Uh-huh. It'll say if you call, you can get a better rate just by calling and asking for the unpublished rate. So you pick up the phone, you spend 2 minutes, you say, I see XYZ Hotel in New York, it's 4-star, I like the hotel. I see the online rate is $150, can you get me a better deal? And they'll say, yes, we have an unpublished rate here. It'll typically get you 10 to 20% less. They don't actually tell you the rate. That's how we get it. What they do is they tell you the approximate savings.
I see.
And most people save about 20%. Some save a little more, but most people are getting about 20%.
Right. And you know you won't pay more than what's on the website, so if that price is sort of workable for you, you know you're only going to go less.
Exactly. So you'll say, yes, I want the hotel. They'll go ahead and they'll book it for you. They'll come back and say, okay, that's $110 a night. And you got a great deal because the hotel was charging $150. And you know what's happened is, hotels have really gone to rate parity. So you can go to 5, 6, 7 websites, and you're going to find the same price on almost every website for hotels because hotels work hard to keep the pricing the same.
Yeah.
So we figured out a way to get you a better rate, and the way we do it is hotels are comfortable giving us a better rate because we hide it. We don't publish it. We don't even tell you the rate until you book it. You know about what the rate's going to be,
right?
But we just don't give you the exact number until you actually commit to the booking. And then we tell you the amount, and if you need to change your plans, cancel, it's not a problem, unlike other systems, where you can't cancel.
You prepay and you're, yeah, that's
so
it.
There's a minimal cancellation fee of $25 if you have to cancel it. But less than 1% of people actually cancel the booking, and the reason is people cancel when they get better deals.
Right.
And you're not going to get a better deal than this because this is lower than the hotel's deal.
Right.
This is it's a great new way to book. We've gone from, we started the system slowly, but now we have about 60% of our hotels participating, and we have thousands of hotels on getaroom.com now. We actually are up to 5,900 hotels.
I'm speaking with Bob Diener. He's the president of getaroom.com, a wonderful new website. You have to check it out. It's a lot of fun just to even look at it and navigate it. And you can get some fabulous deals on hotels and pretty much anywhere you'd want to go. And not just hotels, I understand, right, Bob? You had told me it was condos and other kinds of lodgings in addition to a hotel.
Right. You know, what's happened is I'm out there traveling all the time, and I've got five kids. And
oh, wow.
They put them in a hotel room, and I like to take them with me all the time.
Sure.
So I really figured out a way where I can pay about the price of what most people are paying in a hotel room and get a two- or three-bedroom condo or villa for about the same price. And so we've made deals with a lot of these places around the country where you can get, you know, for example, let's say you're going to New York City. The rooms are tiny.
Yeah. I mean, you cannot get a family of six or seven in one hotel room in New York.
I'd have to put three or four rooms together.
Yeah, exactly.
It cost a fortune.
Yeah.
So I've found all kinds of condo hotels, apartments, condos, and these are all professionally managed. So, for example, in Manhattan, we have 32 apartment type hotels. They're 3.5 and 4-star. They're all studio, 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms, depending on the unit. They're all over the city. We got some on the west side. We got some on the east side. Some of them are converted apartment buildings. Some of them are brand new condo buildings that couldn't sell the condos.
Wow.
Converted into what we call a condo hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the downside is they don't have big restaurants and they don't have a gym.
Yeah, but you're in New York City, so what do you need that for?
Exactly. But they all have a front desk.
Yeah.
That's 24/7. They're all beautiful buildings. And they're usually priced, depending when you're coming in, but they're priced in the $200 a night range, most of them.
That's a good price for Manhattan for
You get nice big suites. There's some of them are called Elite City Suites. We have another group called the Affinia Group of Hotels, which are actually converted apartment houses, and so they're all big suites and 1, 2, 3 bedrooms.
Mm-hmm.
And cities like Orlando. We actually have communities of homes where you can rent a home, and you drive up, and in front of the gate, there's a guardhouse that has all the keys. It's open 24/7, and then you go and you get a whole villa. It's an entire home, and they're priced usually between about $90 and $200 a night, depending on the size of the home.
Right.
And we have lots of 2 and 3-bedroom condominiums, especially in resort areas like Orlando.
Sure.
Places like the Tuscana, Westgate Lakes, and others. That are close to $100 a night for two and three bedroom condos.
Wow!
I mean, the deals are great on these. And again, you don't get all the amenities of a hotel. So, if you want the lobby bar and the big meeting areas and the big restaurants in the hotel, this is not for you. But if what you care about is getting a big kitchen,
the kitchen is key. Kitchen and bathrooms. When you got that many kids.
Kitchen, bathrooms, and a pool.
That's all they want.
Those three, I'm happy.
Absolutely.
Because I don't want to take all my kids out to eat for three meals a day.
So. Sure. It's that alone will bankrupt you. I'm speaking with Bob Diener. He's the president of GetAroom.com, and we're getting some really great tips on hotels through his brand new website. You got to check it out. And Bob, where are some of the places? You mentioned Manhattan, of course, which is always fun to go to. But where are some folks that people can go on vacation this summer? Using some of the resources on Get a Room, but also get some other good vacation deals.
Well, let me tell you some of the best values in the country right now. And we mentioned, New York is fairly expensive, but we did find a bunch of great value hotels. We just added one, for example, called the Stay Hotel, which is it's a 4-star, very trendy, stylish hotel. It's right in Midtown. You can walk to pretty much everything. And it's priced on most nights around $179 to kind of low 200s. That's a great value. But the overall best deal in the country is Las Vegas.
Mm, yeah.
In Vegas, we're showing right now the Imperial Palace. It's listed on GetAroom.com midweek for $25 a night.
Those are prices from 30 years ago. Wow.
$25? You can't get lunch for that for two people.
No, you can't. That's fabulous. Well, Vegas has always been kind of a good place for good deals. And now, of course, they have so many activities for families. It's not really just a grown-up playground anymore.
No. I mean, Vegas is great. Now, we have, we cut a deal with some of these, there's some tour companies that leased floors or parts of hotels. This is a new thing. And we have a bunch of these now. For example, in Vegas, we have a property called the Luxury Suites. Now, it's on MGM property. And you get a big suite, about 600 square feet. It's 4.5 to 5 star. Now listen to the price. It's running most nights midweek $79 to $89 a night.
Wow.
Now if you call MGM to get the suite, it's going to cost you anywhere from $500 to $2,000 a night. And, you know, it's the same property.
Right.
Same amenities in the area.
And great location on the Strip.
I mean, great location. But because it's named a separate hotel, tour company bought up all these rooms, we can sell them for a fraction of what if you bought them directly from the hotel. We've linked a bunch of these on the site. Even a big name is Trump Soho. You know, the Trump hotels are usually a minimum of $500 a night, sometimes into several thousand dollars a night because big grand rooms and suites in the fanciest buildings. But we've got the Trump Soho in New York running in the $200 to $300 a night range. Same hotel that would be 3 or 4 times the rate. And we've got similar ones in other places around the country. You know, San Francisco is a great value.
Yeah.
Where you can book.
You don't hear that too often.
Well, we found some good deals. So hotels like the Executive Vintage Court, that in the low $100 a night range, great upscale hotel right by Union Square. Hotels like the Cova, which is a green hotel. They throw in things like free breakfast and free internet usage. Also, right around $100 a night. Chicago is a good value. We have hotels like the Millennium Knickerbocker, one of my favorite historic hotels.
Yeah.
That's just, you walk in and you go, wow, this is so classic and beautiful.
Yeah.
We've got, on a lot of nights, about 30% off their rates, and usually they're running in the $100 to $200 night range, which is great value for Chicago.
Well, this is all such fabulous information. I've been speaking with Bob Diener. He's the president of GetARoom.com. Check it out. It's really an incredible website. As we've been hearing, really wonderful deals all over the world in hotels and villas and condos and all kinds of stuff. It's criminal not to go. So, Bob, I really appreciate the information. I want to have you back and learn more because I know that there's more to talk about. But this was great, and I really appreciate it, and I urge everyone to go check it out, GetARoom.com. Thanks so much.
Yeah, never pay full price. There's always a way to save some money.
Absolutely.
Zone About Town is a public affairs presentation of 104.5 The Zone. As always, your input, comments, and topic suggestions are welcome. Go to 104.5thezone.com and tell us about the issue you'd like to hear about on Zone About Town. From 104.5 The Zone.